I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. I've mentioned to you many times that the way that the church sets up the lectionary, we go through one of the Gospels pretty much straight through each year. We're going through the Gospel of Luke. I'm sure you've noticed that this year. And then the first reading is chosen from the Old Testament in some way to correspond with this, with the Gospel reading. And today we can see that it's really about very practical matters. It's about being honest and trustworthy about doing business and money and stuff like that. That's what the first reading was all about. It was saying these people are getting ready to cheat people by, you know, altering the scales or, you know, not giving back enough change or this or, you know, those kind of things. And today in the gospel, we have this story of this unjust steward. But at the end of that, Jesus gives some very profound teaching about how to use the goods of this world, how as Christians, as his disciples, we are to use the goods of this world. Make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. For the next few weeks, I'm going to be preaching about this concept of Christian stewardship, actually. We need to do that from time to time. And it's not something that's kind of an outlier of the spiritual life. It's really fully integrated into the spiritual life. Seems kind of funny today we'd be starting this with a gospel that's about an unjust steward, a bad steward, actually. But that's what we've got. And actually, like I said, the Lord gives us some great teaching. First of all, what is a steward? What does it mean to be a steward, good or bad? Well, a steward is one who has been entrusted with the oversight and management of someone else's goods, to do that for them, and to give an account of that to that person when asked for. And that's what we see with this. We got a really shifty character here. He knows he's done a bad job, and so he's going to try to create a soft landing for himself because he knows he's about to get fired. And so he, you know, cooks the book with some of his master's creditors so that maybe he can find him a job when he gets out. Why you would hire somebody like this, I don't really know. If he cooked those guys' books, wouldn't he cook yours too? I don't know. But but it's interesting that the Lord even uses this as a matter for teaching. The master praises this unjust steward. I'm sure he fired him too, but he praises him for being determined about what was important to him. Well, what was important to him was his own well-being. And just like he says at the very end of the gospel today, Jesus says, you cannot serve both God and mammon. Well, this steward had made his choice very clearly. He was serving mammon, okay? And serving mammon very, very well. And he's saying, you know, that's what the children of this world are very good about, being very focused on what they want to get. But the children of light, maybe not so much. And so we want to look at this, of how we use the goods of this world so that they are integrated into our entire spiritual life, so that they have to do with eternity. And that's what Jesus is saying when he says, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, and it will fail, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. That is, how to use the goods of this world in order to affect the world to come. It's an important thing to know. And it's what we talk about when we talk about often stewardship in the church. I'm sure you've heard talks where they talk about time and talent and treasure to be stewards of these things. Because actually, we need to look upon ourselves as stewards of everything, including our lives. You know, our lives are not our own. They're not ours. Sometimes you'll hear people say, well, I can do whatever I want to with my own life. Well, wait a minute. If you stop and think about that for about 30 seconds, That should seem to be a pretty nonsensical statement. If there's one thing I know for sure that I had nothing to do with, it's my life. I have no responsibility with where I came from. I really don't. I don't know where I came from, actually. I didn't do anything to bring it about. It is sheer, absolute, total gift to me. Every last bit of my life and all the abilities and everything else that God has given me that I've been able to use in some way or another, it's all gift. I didn't do one thing to earn it or to deserve it. And therefore, if I am a steward, if I have been entrusted with my very life, much less with everything that I have, then I need to realize I also then have responsibility to make a good accounting for those things that have been given to me. And you know, Jesus talks about this idea of stewardship for his disciples frequently. You know, there's the story of the talents that were given to different people, and then there's an accounting expected for that, you know. And again, Jesus does this frequently. This concept of everything that we have has been given to us by God, and then we give back to God the fruits of what we have been able to accomplish with this beautiful gift he has given us. When we think, for example, one of the things I first talked to you about here in this parish when I first came here was really frankly about stewardship of time. I started out talking and really haven't stopped talking about the need to pray. How you need to pray with regularity. Not just like when you feel you really need to or you feel like you really want to, but day by day, setting yourself a time, being faithful. That's being a good steward of your time in relationship to God. Returning that to Him faithfully every day. And it bears great fruit when you do that. It bears great fruit when you pray every day to God, with regularity, with fidelity, with commitment. Another thing that we've been discovering lately, you know, with the surveys that we've been asking individuals in the parish and also all the various different ministries in the parish, is this stewardship of talent. And one of the things that one of the meetings they had with the different ministries, they had to let the ministries give their input about, you know, how they see their ministry working out and needs that they might have going forward. Some of the people at the meeting who are very involved in different ministries said, wow, I had no idea all these things were going on. And it's one of my real resolutions already from that strategic planning process is I need and we need to figure out a better way to make known the good things, the good stewardship that's going on of talent in this parish. Because there's some amazing things going on very generously. And, you know, even I who kind of sit in a place where I really ought to know everything, you know, I'm right in the middle of the parish, I'm constantly amazed as well. And the same thing is true, though. And again, what makes those ministries work? What makes those ministries work, again, is the same thing. Good stewardship of talent is just like good stewardship of time in relation to God. It's built on these fundamental building blocks of commitment, of discipline, of regularity, of saying, okay, I'm going to be there, and then you're there. You know, and everything in the parish that we do as a ministry works that way. You know, our altar servers, they say they're going to be here, they're here. You know, the Knights of Columbus said they're going to be at the rectory last Saturday doing amazing work, and they were there. You know, or all kinds of groups. The Bridge Ministry is there. You know, the food pantry is there. The school is there. All these ministries of our parish, day in, day out, faithfully, committed, sacrificially. And the same principles go for our stewardship of the treasure that's been entrusted to us as well. You may see in our bulletin we have a sort of a stewardship report about, you know, the money that's been contributed and that sort of thing. And again, because in the parish itself wants to be a good steward of such things. And it's something that's really high on my priority list right now, especially coming off some of the things we've been through in the last year, to try to really be very, very transparent and to make a good accounting of and being good stewards of what has God has entrusted to us as a parish. But in order to do that, we need to live according to a budget. And in order to know how much we can spend, we need to have some idea of how much is going to come in on the other end as well. And so this is where I want to ask you again to recommit or to commit to a stewardship of treasure, of making at least a part of your return to God, of your treasure, your stewardship of treasure in this parish as well. And to apply those same principles of commitment, making a commitment. In the back of the church today, there are already some little pledge forms there. If you want to take them this week, you're welcome to. We'll be passing them out more in the next few weeks as well. And it hits all three of these areas. But it's really good to stop and to think about this. How do I give back to God? And it's in the same way. Prayerfully, thoughtfully, with discipline, with regularity, with commitment. And when you look in that stewardship report in the bulletin, there is a number that's very significant to me. And it's actually not any of the numbers that has a dollar sign in front of it. It's another number that's in that report. And it's the number of the families and households who are making a gift. And that number, it's interesting, it stays pretty constant. So that's a good thing. You want it to be, you know, consistent and regular. But it remains rather consistently low, I have to say, compared to the total number of parishioners and households. Now, some of that has to do with the way people make their gifts, and that's okay. And I understand that. But still, what I would consider the most, if we want to look for a metric in this sort of thing, the most important one is to see that number consistently increasing. More and more people in the parish, just as they take I hope more and more of you are consistently coming to Mass every Sunday, praying together as families every day, coming to confession regularly, as you are making commitments to different ministries in the parish and living up to those with commitment, with regularity, with discipline, that also we would see a corresponding rise in this level of commitment to financial stewardship, to stewardship of treasure as well. And so that's sort of the basic outline I'd like to give you. But the first thing, the place to start, as in everything in the spiritual life, is not with what you're going to do, but with what God has done for you. And so first of all, recognize and understand what it means to be a steward. That you have been given everything by God. That He has blessed you, and He continues to do that every day, every moment. You know, you weren't just created and set on your way. God shares His life with you continually. You know, I only got up out of bed this morning because God gave me the ability to do that. And you too. And so when we start to live our lives in this sense of being, having been blessed and entrusted, because God doesn't do things in this world, He could do anything He wants to, but He chooses to associate us with it and to have us cooperate. And so that's what it means to be a good steward. So start first by understanding the confidence that God has placed in you with the blessings that He has given to you. And then make a good return to Him in your faithful time spent in prayer with Him and for Him, in your sharing of your talents in the many ministries of this parish, and also of the treasure that He has entrusted to you, to do so with fidelity and commitment.